didn't see anybody else.
Okay.
All right. So Mary Moriarty Adams, Democratic City County Council, one of the longer serving Democratic Council. You've seen a number of mayors, a number of State of the City addresses. Your reaction to what the mayor had to say today?
Well, I liked what he said about the charter schools. I'm a strong advocate and supporter of charter schools and in improving education in Indianapolis any way that we can. So I very much liked the choice he made of the Crystal D. Hahn Academy and also the fact that education is going to be one of his number one priorities. It needs to be.
What about some of the other areas? You talked about the city's finances, public safety. You've had some involvement when Democrats are in the majority on both of those issues.
Yeah, the public safety I'm a little bit concerned about. I'm glad to know that the police morale is rising, but I'm also concerned about the morale of the neighborhoods and the people that occupy those neighborhoods and continuing to fund public safety. That's going to be a challenge as we move into the 2010 budget year because with there not being sufficient revenues coming in, it's going to be interesting to see what will have to be cut in the way of programs. So it's going to be a struggle there in the area of public safety, I would say.
Mayor also talked about parks and sustainability. Your reaction?
I'm very pleased with the sustainability endeavor and moving in that direction. We can certainly use hybrid cars in the police department and other areas of city government. And the different initiatives that he's introduced there, I think, will go a long way in helping conserve energy resources for the city and I think also get the neighborhoods on the right track as far as thinking green and thinking of energy efficient initiatives.
Mayor also talked about the stadium, Lucas Oil, those challenges. Didn't go into a whole lot of detail just yet, saying that it looks like some sort of ticket tax or fee. You could probably infer from his speech your thought.
Well, they have I believe I heard him say a $36 million deficit. I thought it was a $43 million deficit. So we have to find out exactly what the deficit is, and there has to be a way to fund that deficit. It's operating expenses, I believe, that they indicate were somewhat anticipated, but maybe not to the extent that they've come in at. I would think that he would need to work with the Capital Improvement Board and with maybe the General Assembly in coming up with a resolution for that. A ticket tax might be an option.
So overall, you seem relatively not too critical of anything the mayor had to say today. Does that mean you agree or just still taking it all in? Or?
Well, he's only been in office now 14 months. I am concerned about the public safety. That is my number one concern, and I'm very concerned about the murder rate. I believe it was just one or two below what it was in 07. I'm also concerned about not putting more police officers on the street, which was one of our initiatives from the increase in the county option income tax. Plus, I do believe a lot of the measures that he is proceeding with were started under the Peterson administration. And as far as the monies that are going, the grant dollars that are going for saving our youth and crime initiatives, those monies were a part of the increase in the county option with a dedication of $5 million going specifically for those programs. And I don't think that was something that he was in favor of on the campaign trail in 08, but is benefit or 07, but is benefiting now in 08.
So do you think, just before I let you go here, a lot of things the mayor highlighted, you guys did all the hard work and he's kind of getting all the credit, or?
Well, no, I think the initiative started under former Mayor Peterson's administration, and I think that he would be the first to admit that with charter schools and also with the crime initiatives and the increase in dollars, and even with the increase in the county option income tax in 07, you are still not going to have enough to fund the necessary city services that need to be funded with increased revenues in taxes.
Right. Mary Moriarty Adams, City County Councilor, and the one Democrat that I found on the council in the crowd. Thanks for taking a few minutes to chat.
My pleasure. Thank you.